We are
Blog Talk Radio.
On holy ground. Now I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise him. On holy ground, we are standing on holy ground. Now I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. On holy ground, we are standing on holy ground. Now I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise him, Jesus now. We are standing in his presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. Now I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in his presence on holy ground. Let us praise Jesus now. Now I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in his presence. We are standing in his presence. We are standing in his presence on holy ground. Thank you, Jesus. God, we stand in your presence tonight. Lord, we ask for thy Holy Spirit. We have his way. God, give us our deep heaven and pour out your spirit, your power, your anointing, your presence upon everyone coming into this church tonight. That God, let there be salvation, let there be healing, let there be deliverance to everyone in the name of Jesus. God, just bless your people tonight in this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, say the Messiah. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You give me praise. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Everyone is welcome to the Hour of Miracles radio and TV ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokuru, coming your way with the living word of God that says he delivers and blesses. Today, we want to thank God for bringing us so far, not by our power, not by our strength, but by his grace. And I tell you, God is going to do you good despite what is happening around the world. But God has something good for you, his people. When you follow Jesus, you follow him to the kingdom of God. And God favors his people. He gives grace. He gives joy to his people. And he gives preferential treatment to his people. God has always wanted to have his people. All the way from Genesis, when God created Adam and Eve, the Bible says in the cool of the evening, God came down into the garden and fellowship with Adam and Eve, spoke with them, talked with them, and ministered to them, and he went up to heaven again. Until Satan came in the form of the serpent and deceived Eve, deceived Adam, and they lost everything. But thank God Jesus came over 2,000 years ago and restored salvation to mankind. Jesus came to reconcile us back to God. And we are together with him once again. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill to all men. We are together again. God praising the Lord. We are together again. We wanna talk. Something good is already happening. Something better is in stock. We are together again. God praising the Lord.
Because Jesus
of Nazareth is powerful in Yahweh. Because Jesus of Nazareth is powerful in Yahweh. Because Jesus of Nazareth is powerful in my way. Something good is going to happen to me. Happen to you. This very day, something good is going to happen to us. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing away. Something wonderful, great and marvelous. Something good is going to happen to you. Something wonderful, great and marvelous. Something good can happen to you. Something good is going to happen to you. Happen to me this very day. Something good is going to happen to you. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Something good is happening to you already because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be talking about the shekinah has begun. And of course, the word of God made it clear that there's going to be shekinah. It was a prophetic message in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25 to 27, that the shekinah shall come. There shall be a time God is going to shake the heavens and the earth. He's going to shake the nations, going to shake everybody. And everything shakeable shall be shaken by God Almighty. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25 through 27, the book of Hebrews. Chapter 12, verse 25 to 27. God spoke his word in that passage. Says, once again, I, God, will shake the heavens and the earth. I will shake everything. I will shake the night and the day. I will shake the nations and the land and the sea and the sky. God said there's going to be a shaking that the world has never seen. Going to shake the whole world. Of course, he's got the whole world, the creator of heaven and earth. He's God. Oh, yes. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. Oh, yes. He that thinketh that his standing should be well, lest he fall. There's a shakening that is already going on. And God has already spoken about this shakening in the scripture we just read in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25 through 27. There's going to be a shakening of the economy, a shakening of the financial world. The banks are going to shake, the politics and the governments of this world. Everything shakeable shall be shaken. And only the things that are of God shall remain. You better fear God. Ha. Hey, we are sailing in stormy weather. Oh, yes, in stormy weather. All you children to come together. Lord, we need Jesus now more than ever. Jesus now more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. All his children should come together. Lord, we need Jesus now. More than ever. Yes, we need him now more than ever. It's something like that. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God in the highest on earth. Peace, goodwill to all men. The shaking has begun, and you can feel it. It is very palpable. And only God that is of Christ shall remain. Where do you stand? I'm standing upon Christ, a solid rock. On Christ, a solid rock, I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground are sinking sand. There's no hope in all those things. Only God, which is in Christ Jesus, shall remain. Only that that is established upon Christ, a solid rock, shall remain. Only that is established upon God shall remain. Every other thing is going to shake in this end time. Arabasaya. The governments of this world are going to be shaken. The political world is going to be shaken. The nations are shaking already. The financial world of banking and banking system is already shaking. And even governments are shaking. Everything is shaking. And of course, God said it in his word. He said, I will shake everything that is shakeable. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25 to 27. God said it in his word. I'm going to shake everything that has to be shaken. And if you are not built upon Christ as solid rock, you're going to fall at this time. Oh, yes, Jesus made it clear, Matthew chapter 7. The two men build a house. One build his house on sand. The other man build his house on a rock. Yes, two people build houses. One built his house on fire. That's humanism, intellect, human strength and power. He built his house upon fire. The other man built his house upon the rock. Rock, the rock that never rose, the rock of faith, the rock that has the cleft for you to enter. He built his house upon the rock. And then Jesus said, the rain came, and the winds came, and the storms came, and the waters came, and the floods came against both houses. Came against both houses. The house that was built up on fire quickly fell down and collapsed. The house that was built upon a rock remained standing. Haraba. Yabla Kandoria, Iblondo. Jesus made this statement in the scriptures. Everyone that thinketh that is standing should beware lest he fall. There's going to be a fall away before he comes back again. Because the disciples were asking Jesus, say, what shall be the sign of the end of time? Jesus said, there shall be a fall away, even of the saints. And he made it clear, because all kinds of things are happening right now. We need to build our hope, our trust on God, on Christ, a solid rock. Mm-hmm. And you can see the way things are going. And the devil is walking overnight, trying to gain ground. But I tell you what, Jesus Christ is still Lord over the whole earth. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. The Antichrist is already emerging. and he's rearing his ugly head, the Antichrist and the false prophet, and the 666, all of them, they are erecting their heads. God is going to crush all of them to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, these are the end time. And God made it clear that all these things must happen. Nations rising against nations. And there will be wars and perilous times. Wicked men shall be lovers of themselves, evil doers. And then the scripture say, iniquity shall abound. Matthew 24. The iniquity shall multiply. Wickedness on the surface of the earth. Such that you never seen before is going on right now. And I want to tell you, the answer is hold on to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. All these things must happen. And we are seeing them. But God is speaking to this nation, America. There's a message for the United States of America. Whereas this nation was founded on biblical principles, this nation of America was founded on God's principle, was founded on the Bible. This nation, the United States of America, was founded in God we trust. One nation under God. Welcome to God's own country. This country was founded in biblical principle, in God's principle. But right now, there is a deviation from the righteousness that exalts a nation. Proverbs 14. 34. The righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to anybody. Sin is a reproach to any nation. How come America that propagated the gospel of salvation to the whole world, you are coming back to advocate Sodom and Gomorrah? And this is what Sodom and Gomorrah, they did, and God pouring those nations and destroyed those nations. America is now advocating abortion and same-sex marriage and sexual promiscuity and inordinate affection and sexual immorality, like these people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And they went, they going to other nations to tell them, advocating something that God has condemned. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. God destroyed those nations because they were practicing sodomy and they were practicing Gomorrah and Sodom, and God was angry and destroyed those nations. And then somebody is still going around advocating sexual perversion, sexual immorality. It is very dangerous. When you do things like that, God is angry. And when God is angry, God will move away. And when God moves away, the devil comes in. May that not happen in the name of Jesus. Because righteousness exalts the nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. How come you left righteousness and you began to propagate Sodom and Gomorrah around the world? They went as far as Africa and other nations, and they are telling them to become Sodom and Gomorrah. Why will you tell African nations to become Sodom and Gomorrah? Why are you doing all those things? You see, it's a fall away. This is a backsliding. This is a fall away. Righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. See, God is not in all these evils. You know, you can't eat your cake and have it. You can't eat your cake and have it. Oh, no. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. How come you are advocating Sodom and Gomorrah all over? You know, you go to Africa, begin to tell them to become Sodom and Gomorrah. No, that's not what they expect. Nobody expects that type of thing. See, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. God is very, very angry. I'm telling you, as a prophet of the Almighty God, the Almighty God is very, very angry with what is going on. God destroyed the whole of Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed them because of sexual perversion, sexual immorality, inordinate affection. And today, somebody is still moving around, telling people to become Sodom and Gomorrah. It is very, very bad. And God is very, very upset. God is angry. And when you do things like this, God will move away. And the devil can come and smash everything to pieces. And this is where the problem is coming from. This is where the problem is coming from. When a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. When your ways please the Almighty God, God will make even your enemies to be at peace with you. But when your ways did not please God, your ways did not please God, your enemies can overcome you and triumph over you. This is where the whole problem is coming from. This is where the whole problem is coming from. See, the scripture made it clear. He said, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. That's the word of God. When your ways please God, God will make even your enemies to be at peace with you. And this message goes to even Ukraine and Zelensky and all of them, the whole world and all the presidents and leaders of the whole world, they must all repent and come to the Lord Jesus Christ and give their life to Jesus Christ. Because what they are doing now, if they continue like this, the whole world can be destroyed in only one day. Because First World War and Second World War, we need it. The equipment they have now, we don't have it that time. The type of war equipment that are available now, they were not available during the First World War or Second World War. And now, if you even don't make peace and you allow this situation to degenerate into a Third World War, in only one day, the present war equipment that are available now can smash the whole world to pieces in only one day. There must be peace. Jesus came to give us peace and rest of mind. Please, don't plunge this world into a Third World War. We don't need it at all. We don't need it. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He said, my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. How come you are generating troubles? The whole money, billions of dollars. Billions of Russia money, billions of Ukraine money, billions of China money are being pumped to go and do war. Is that war the people will eat? You want to eat war? When you are hungry, you will put war in your mouth and eat it. Is that what you are talking about? There are poor people. There are people who need help. People are hungry. Look at the streets, you see homeless people, you see people are languishing all over the world. And then you hit billions and trillions of dollars and euro money and the Russia money, Ukraine money, China money, you keep all of them and go and fight war. And all your people are hungry. All your people, your nations are not careful. And you are happy. You say, call yourself the president. You call yourself president. President of what? President who don't care. They don't care what happens to the people they are leading. They don't care. They waste all their money on fighting war and killing human beings and producing war equipment, jet bombers and jet fighters and submarines and nuclear weapons. They are spending billions and trillions of money just manufacturing equipment that will kill the whole world in 1 minute. Is that why you became a president? Is that why you became a president? Is that why you are a president? To be fighting wars. Is that why you are a president? Please, let peace reign. If you will not let peace reign, the Almighty God is very, very angry. He is upset. God is angry. He destroyed the people of Sodom and Gomorrah because they were practicing wickedness. And now, all of you are practicing wickedness. You call yourself president. President of what? President who are ready to heap billions of dollars and billions of the Russian money, billions and trillions of Ukraine money, trillions of Chinese plan, and the, all the core hat, the pack all of that. They go and fight war in Ukraine and kill people, and that is what you are more interested. Look at your country. There are poor people who can eat. Look at your country. Look at your nation. There are people who don't have places to stay. They don't have houses. They don't have food to eat in your country. That doesn't matter. What matters is to heap trillions of money and go and fight war in Ukraine. Is that how to be a president? Is that why you became a president? God is very angry. God is very, I'm speaking as a prophet and the apostle of the Most High God. I tell you the mind of God. The Almighty God is very upset with what is going on. And except you all repent, you shall likewise perish and go to hell. If you don't repent of this evil that you are doing, causing nightmares, causing discomfort and killing of human, innocent human beings being killed for nothing's sake. God Almighty is very, very upset. And God can destroy the whole world in 1 minute if all this be continued. Except you people repent of this evil, you will all perish in the name of Jesus. You've got to repent and turn away from your wicked ways. The scripture says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, say, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God wants you to turn from your wicked ways. God wants you to turn from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if it shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today, God is calling you to repent of all your evil ways and come to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Let him be your personal Lord and Savior. Let Jesus come into your heart today so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. Hey, the Messiah. Iblondo, Iblondo, Iblondia. Hey, the Messiah. God is calling everyone to repentance now. Yes, now is the day of salvation. Yes, there must be a turning away from our evil way. so that God can have mercy. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso shall forsake, confess and forsake your sins to have mercy. Hey, Messiah, God is calling you today to come out of Sodom and Gomorrah life. Yes, God did not create you to be a Sodom and Gomorrah. God created you to live a normal life. You are not a Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah, they have been destroyed. God destroyed them because of sexual perversion, sexual immorality. God was very angry with Sodom and Gomorrah. You cannot be going back to Sodom and Gomorrah life anymore. Yes, you got to repent and turn away from your wicked ways, so that you can have the last day life. Yes, God is calling you to repentance. Oppression must go. Oppression. There's too much oppression. And if it starts today, oppression has been there right from the days of Pharaoh of Egypt. Pharaoh did not want peace to reign, and he enslaved the people of God for 430 years. He oppressed them and made them slaves. And it's still happening today. People enslave people. And when the day of deliverance came, you didn't need to be told that deliverance has come. Upon Mount Zion, there must be deliverance. And people of God, of Jacob, shall possess their possession. And the deliverance ended with Pharaoh and his army plunging into the Red Sea and they perish. Oppression must go. God is not an oppressor. God is a healer, is a deliverer, is a rewarder. God is holy. God is righteous. But human beings want to be wicked. Human beings want to practice evil. Human beings. And after Pharaoh did all that, King Nebuchadnezzar came and repeated it again. Took the people into slavery and oppressed them for 70 years. They were in Assyrian slavery for 70 years. And that's what is happening in the world today. People always trying to enslave people, trying to captivate nature, trying to get people, oppress people. The list is very long. Oppressors. The devil has entered their hearts. And they are oppressing the general public, oppressing people. There is no rest for the wicked. There is no rest for the wicked. That's the word of God. There is no rest for the wicked. Oh, Rabbi Fire. There is no peace for the wicked. Isaiah 48 verse 22. Isaiah 48 verse 22. There is no peace for the wicked. And there is no rest for the wicked. That's the word of God. Nebuchadnezzar came and repeated what Nebuchadnezzar did. Took all the people of God into slavery and was making mockery of the God of Israel. The vessels that are supposed to be used in the temple, Nebuchadnezzar took them, sat with his harlots, and they were drinking wine and making mockery of the God of Israel. And God came down and wrote on the wall, Mene, mene, tekel, upasin. Mene, mene, tekel, upasin. That's the book of Daniel. And nobody could interpret it until Daniel was called to interpret the meaning of Mene, mene, tekel, upasin. And when it was interpreted, it meant you, Belshazzar, you did not repent of your evil ways. Nebuchadnezzar have just finished and gone. And you, Nebuchadnezzar, you are repeating the same thing. Now, your days are numbered. You are found wanting. You are weighed in the balance. And judgment has come. And that very night, Nebuchadnezzar died woefully and was carried away. That is how they end their lives. Wicked people, wicked rulers, wicked, evil men and evil women. Satan entered their heart, and all they do is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. They are practicing the work of Satan. Jesus came to give life, and life more abundantly. That one does not interest them. What interests them is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. They are doing the work of Satan. They call themselves kings. They call themselves rulers. They call themselves presidents and leaders. And all they do is practice what Satan has told them to do. And Nebuchadnezzar died woefully, was carried away. The story did not end yet. Herod, in Acts of Apostles chapter 12, verse 23. King Herod exalted himself, and he spoke so loudly, and the people thought that this is God. Acts of Apostles chapter 12, verse 23. King Herod, he exalted himself, and he thought he could steal God's position. He could take the glory of God. And the people hailed him as God. Acts of Apostles, chapter 12, verse 23. And King Herod, he received that glory of God to himself. And the people said, this is God. And he agreed that this is God. That very moment, the Bible says that angel came from heaven and smote King Herod. And the Bible says that war ate him up. That very minute he was taking the glory, stealing the glory of God, making himself God. The Bible says, everything that exalts itself, our weapons are not carnal. They are mighty through God. So the pulling down of strongholds and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is being pulled down in the name of Jesus Christ. Herod was pulled down, exalted himself above the knowledge of God. Acts of Apostles chapter 12, verse 23, then the Bible says that God sent angel from heaven. And that angel smote King Herod, a whole king. Angel have come from heaven to smite the king. And he died woefully. Carried him away. Worm. Then the Bible says that worm ate him up. When worm, if worm has to eat something, it's not something that rotting that worm should eat. This one now, they ate him alive. The worm ate him, just like Jezebel and Ahab. Prophet Elijah was so angry. God was so angry with Jezebel and Ahab. Until Prophet Elijah, he uttered a word. He says, dogs shall eat you up. That was all Prophet Elijah said. Oh yeah, because God was already angry with Jezebel because he led the people to worship idols. Jezebel, you know, led Ahab not to worship God. They went to worship idols, led the whole country to go and worship idols, Jezebel. And as they were worshiping idol, God was already angry with the whole system. God was angry. And then God spoke to Prophet Elijah. Said, dogs will eat you up at Jezreel. That was all. The following day, Jezebel died woefully. Dogs came and tore her flesh and ate later up. He says, that's the word of God. You pray with the Almighty God. Bible says he's a consuming fire. If you mess with God, God will mess with you. And the Bible says, God said, I will honor who honor me. And I will bless who blesses me. I will respect who respects me. And then God will dishonor and disrespect and disregard everyone who disregards him. You think you can mess with God? Continue. Continue while reading about Nebuchadnezzar, the man who proud and said that this is Babylon that I build by my power, by majesty. God said, you King Nebuchadnezzar, you said that this is Babylon that you build by your power, by your mind. That very night, God smote him with madness. The Almighty God smote him with madness. And he was in the forest for 7 good years. The whole King Nebuchadnezzar, who the whole world feared and respected, he became an ape. And he was living inside the bush, the woods, for 7 years, eating grass and eating millipedes and ants. Until the Bible says he came to his senses. God healed him and they brought him back. And that is what's going to happen today. You will see. You will see it happen. This Almighty God is a consuming fire. God said, I kill and I make alive. Oh yes. This same God we are talking about. He kills and he destroys. This God, you mess with the Almighty God. God will smash you to pieces. Nobody will see you anywhere. You are gone. That's it. That's it. That's it. No more. See? And we are just, God is just looking at all of you. How they are performing nonsense. Performing stupidity, foolishness, and nonsense. How dare you? Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. The judgment of God is coming to all of you. False leader, false president, and false king. The Almighty God is going to smash all of them because they are disturbing the program of God. They have no right to lead the people of God. No. That you repent with all perish and go to hellfire. I will be in hellfire for billions of years. The worm dieth not. Oh yeah, that the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 8. Say the warmonger, the adulterer, the murderer, the fearful, the unbelieving. They shall all die and go to hellfire. And they will be there for billions of years. Fire will be burning there. And they're going to be there for billions of years. Then the Bible says the worms die not. They're going to be there like that. Continue to be doing evil. Then the Bible says, whosoever is doing evil, continue to do your evil. Whosoever is practicing righteousness, continue to practice righteousness. We shall know at the end of time who is correct. Oh, yes, we shall know when the time comes. There's the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man gathered his wealth. Instead of helping the poor and the needy, the rich man just heaped wealth and riches. And all he did was to gather prostitutes. And he thought it was a joint life. Lazarus, the poor man, was sitting in a corner with his God. And he loved God. Lazarus will never be cared for. He must eat the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. And the rich man didn't care. He didn't care what happened to Lazarus. That's okay. And then the Bible says two of them died. Yes, this is the Bible. The rich man died. And Lazarus also died. And then the same Bible now said, the rich man went to hellfire. because he rejected God. He did not repent. He did not give himself to Christ. He did not turn away from his wicked way. He died in his evil way. And the Bible says he went to hellfire. While he was there, the Lazarus, who loved his God, it didn't matter whether he was poor, he didn't have food or clothes to wear, he didn't have anything. Lazarus, who loved his God and gave his life to Jesus, went to heaven and he was there with the Almighty God. And the same scripture now says, the rich man, while he was in hell was not burning the rich man. Hell fire burning with the warmth, eating him up. The worm died not. The rich man lifted up his eyes, and when he looked, he saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham, having a good time with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. And the rich man opened up his mouth and said, Lazarus, you know what? Don't bother to bring me a bottle of water. Lazarus, don't waste your time and look for a bottle of water for me. That will take too much. You know what, Lazarus? Just dip your finger in the water and let me just have a drop of water to put in my mouth. I will be all right. So this one is no longer good. The one that is good is a drop of water. You see, it is too late to cry when the head has been cut off. You no longer need a bottle of water. You now need only a drop of water from Lazarus. What will that drop of water do for? That tells you how fire is burning inside her fire every minute, every hour. And that is where people go and repent. It is too late to cry when the head has been chopped off. Lazarus is with Jesus in heaven. It didn't matter whether he was rich on earth. It didn't matter whether he had money when he was. It didn't. What mattered is that he was with God when he was on earth. And now in heaven, he was with God. But you, this rich man, you rejected God. You rejected Jesus. You rejected. And all you did was to gather prostitutes. And then you are just sleeping with the prostitute. Now you are in hellfire. All adulterers, fornicators, thieves, warmongers, unbelieving believers, and all of them, murderers, which have themselves in the lake of fire with water with brimstone. Now you are there. Is that not what they are doing today? They pack their money, 30,000, they give it to prostitutes. They won't put it in the church. They will put in the work of God, though, the money. No. The money is for prostitutes. So this billionaire and trillionaire you people become is for prostitutes. And now they say you should go to jail. Jail. Carry your money, carry your billions and go to jail. Stupid billionaire. Stupid trillionaires and stupid, foolish. Carry your billions now and go to jail. Your money must not go to the church. Your money must not go to the work of God. Your money is not for the gospel of Jesus Christ. It must go to the prostitute. So this richness you reach, it is for prostitutes. Now the prostitutes are putting all of you in jail, one after the other. One after the other. They are all going to jail. Yes, it's already happening. We shall see who is this. And then the rich man, he said, Lazarus, send somebody to planet Earth to tell them not, to tell my people not to come here. This place, fire is burning here. The rich man was now telling Lazarus to send somebody to Earth, to the planet Earth, to tell them that they should not come here. So this is now when you want your people to repent, not before. Hmm. Look at the news. All they are telling you is the richest man on earth, the richest woman in India, richest man in England, richest man in Africa, richest man in America, richest woman, and richest other things. They are there. And people are dying of hunger. People are homeless in the street, helpless. Nobody cares. You will carry your billions and your trillions and go to hellfire like that rich man because you rejected Jesus Christ, you rejected God. Poor homeless man will still go to heaven and be with Jesus because he loved God. God is calling you today to turn away from your wicked ways. Oh, these are all likewise perish. You don't repent, all of you will perish. Perish with your money. You will be hellfire for billions and trillions of years. God is calling all of you now. Using war to make money for yourself. War. See, we are going to fight war. Give us money. Gandhi, he trillions of money. He's trying to go and fight war. Whom are you deceiving? Deceiving yourself. Deceiving people. All the money in the whole world must be used for fighting war. Oh, yes. That is true. The whole money in the whole world should be gathered together and should be used to go and fight war. So that is why we came to this earth. We came into this earth so that all the money in the whole world should be gathered together to go and buy submarines and jet bombers and jet fighters and hire soldiers. They should go and die in Ukraine. So that is what we came to this war to do. Stupid president. Foolish and stupid people. They will all die and go to hellfire. Except you repent. Or perish and go to hell. Stupid. God is calling all of you to turn away from your wicked ways. If you will not turn away from your wicked ways, you will all likewise perish. It is time for you to bow your heads wherever you are and give your life to Jesus Christ. Let him be your personal Lord and Savior. It is appointed unto man once to die. After that judgment, you shall stand before God and he will give account of your life to God. When you will stand before God, go and tell God that all you did on earth was to heap monies together, heap billions and trillions of money, and go and fight war. Go and fight war. That is what you did. Go and tell God like that. See, all this should stop. All this nonsense. Judgment is coming. And the God we are serving is righteous judge. If you mess with God, God will mess with you. Today is the day of salvation and repentance. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. If my people shall turn from their wicked ways, God said, I will heal the land. God is very, very willing to heal the land. But have you turned from your wicked ways? I pray for everyone, wherever you are, please bow your head and let Jesus come into your heart today. You want to turn away from unrighteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Let God dwell in your heart today so that you can have eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you that he came into this world to come and die for you to be saved. Why will you not give your life to him? Today is the day of salvation. Jesus is coming soon to rapture his church. The trumpets are sound, and the dead in Christ shall arise. And those who are alive shall be caught up to be with him. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? He's coming to rapture his people. That he plays with sin and unrighteousness and ungodliness. You need to turn from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. God loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Yes. I pray that this word of God shall find a place in you, that you shall be a doer of the word. I'm not just a hearer only. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen and amen. I would like you to worship God and serve him and read your Bible. Go to church and let Jesus be your Lord and Savior. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have another service again on this same channel. By 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us again, and God is going to minister to you again. Jesus loves you, and we all love you. Felicia and I, we love you all, and we say, God bless you all. Thank you so much for spending all this time with us. Today, we had the largest attendance. There are thousands of people who join us online. God bless you all. We love you all. And Jesus loves you. Thank you so much for your cooperation. The Lord continues to be with you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it to them. Text it to them. And let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you and I love you and that's the way you should be. God loves you.